and thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. You know what? Today is a good day no matter what. You know why? Because God is still in control no matter what's going on. No matter what your challenges are, no matter what you woke up to, no matter what went on first thing in the morning that didn't quite go right, guess what? God is still in control. You have to remind yourself of that every single day, every time you wake up, every time you step out of bed, remind yourself that God is still in control. No matter what somebody say, think, or want for you, God has the final say. He's predestined you. He's got plans for you. He's got purpose for you. He's got grace over you. He loves you, and he is faithful and long-suffering towards you. So what can man do to you? If God be for you, who can be against you? Nobody. I just love reminding myself of God's promises, man. It just makes my whole entire moment, not even a day. I'm in the now. You know what I'm saying? Right now, that just blessed my soul. So listen, I want to get right into the weather, and I'm so glad that you are joining us. Listen, you know why I love you guys so much? Why? Because God brought you into my life. Almost over a million listeners worldwide, all over the world. You guys just bless me so much, and I thank you so much for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Whether you tune in live or catch an archive, I love you so much. I really do. And you know what? I appreciate you. Today is Wednesday, August 11th. We're already in the middle of August, the eighth month of the new year, okay? It just seemed like it just turned 2021, and here we are in the eighth month already, going into the ninth month. Heck, school is starting for some people already. And actually, my son starts school on Thursday. I'm telling you, God is moving fast. Where are we going, God? I don't know. But we going somewhere, because he's trying to get us there, and he's protecting his people from whatever's going down, because we are going and moving in the time. All right. So today is August 11th. Like I said, it is 11:03 a.m. And yeah, and guess what? You guys, if you want to connect with us all the time, download the app, BBS Radio. Go to your app store and go ahead and download us. Take a USB cord with you in the car and go ahead and tune in as you drive yourself on to work or wherever you go, maybe on your lunch break, depending on what part of the country you are, or maybe on your way home from work. Tune in to us. Download the app, BBS Radio, and go ahead and join us also on the website at BBS Radio. .com or DrGinaRPrince.com, or you can go ahead and what else can you do? You can also go to Alexa and say, Alexa, play Gina's Radio Chat, and it'll bring you right into the show. Or you can go to Google and say, hey Google, play BBS radio station number one, and it'll bring you right into the show and other shows, as a matter of fact. So you can tune in all day long to bbsradio.com. All right, this is Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, and we are loving you. Let's get right into this weather, shall we? All right, we're going to get into the weather. The weather is, let's see, let's start at D.C., Washington, D.C., it is 84 degrees, and the temperature is going to be high, 97, mostly sunny all day. In Detroit, you are 79 degrees, partly cloudy. The high in Detroit is 90 degrees. You got mostly some clouds coming. London, you are 73 degrees right now, partly cloudy. That is your high, waking up to 57 degrees. High tomorrow going to be 72. You got clouds in the air. Let's see, Los Angeles, 73 degrees. Got a tongue twister there. 73 degrees today in Los Angeles. And the high is going to be 86 degrees. Augusta, Georgia, 84 degrees. Your high is going to be 91. Just a little sprinkles around 2 p.m., so be prepared for that. Let's see, Miami, 88 degrees. Right now, 88, 88, 88 all day long. That's your high. You're going to go down to 86 at 7 p.m. My goodness, y'all, weather be the bomb. 82 degrees in Kenya. 82 is your high. You're waking up to 70 degrees. 82 is going to be your high tomorrow. 60% chance of thunderstorms, so be prepared for that. 57 degrees and partly cloudy in Hawaii. 72 degrees is going to be your high today. All showers this afternoon. Australia, 46 degrees is your high. You're waking up to 43 degrees. 63 is going to be your high tomorrow. All sunshine. Puerto Rico, 79 degrees is where you're at right now. 81 is going to be your high tomorrow. You're waking up to 70 degrees. 82, your high, partly cloudy tomorrow. Portugal, 73 degrees. That's your high. 55 degrees is going to be what you wake up to. 77 degrees is going to be your high. Pasadena. Oh, I'm talking about California, 75 degrees is your weather today. All right, I said the weather, and there you have it. All right, you guys, so if I didn't say your continent, state, country, or your nation, if I didn't say your weather, guess what? Doesn't matter. Like I said earlier, God is still in control no matter what's going on with you, about you, through you, around you. God still is in control. All right, we're going to take a sponsorship break, and we'll be right back with Ministerial Moment.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm so excited to share with you my third published book, In the Weight of Every Loss. In the Weight of Every Loss, I share revelation God gave me concerning the scripture, Hebrews 12 and 1, stripping off every unnecessary weight and the sin which so easily and cleverly entangles us. In the Weight of Every Loss, I'm being completely transparent about my own struggles I endured in my personal walk. Serving in a leadership role as an ordained apostle, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ is not always easy. So if you are called into leadership or are actively in a leadership role right now, In the Weight of Every Loss will expose the real work of the enemy. You will be encouraged to regain your strength again and return back to the will of God. In the Weight of Every Loss is for those in leadership struggling to maintain strength. It is for those who truly want to walk in truth and for those who are no longer willing to live in a lie anymore. Get In the Weight of Every Loss.
All right, so this is Ministerial Moment. Let's get into it, shall we? We're going to get right into it because I think we should. Ministerial Moment today is all about ownership, okay? What do I mean by that? Everybody likes to own something, right? Everybody, that's the American dream, to have ownership, to own things, to purchase stuff and, you know, have you sign the contract and own it all up, right? That is the American dream. That is the dream, to own property, to own land, to own vehicles, to own something, right? But let me just talk to the people that think they own the gospel of Jesus Christ. You don't own the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can't determine who's saved, who's not saved. You cannot own the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let's get this straight. I'm talking to the people that believe that they have control or ownership over the gospel. I mean to talk directly to those folks, because you are causing a lot of issues in the body of Christ, a lot of division, a lot of separating. You're causing legalism. Some of you operating in Jezebel. Some of you operating in witchcraft, trying to take ownership and steal God's glory. Oh, but I'm not trying to steal God's glory, you say, but you are. When you think you own the gospel and you can determine who gets promoted, who don't get promoted, and you can determine who gets to speak and who don't get to speak, when you get to determine who's part of the crew and who ain't, you think you own the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I'm just going to tell you right now, you don't own the gospel of Jesus Christ. God owns the gospel of Jesus Christ, first and foremost. And if anybody had any rights to own the gospel of Jesus Christ, it would be Jesus Christ himself. Because you know why? He died on that cross. He put his life onto it, okay? And he died for you and me. Yes, even you. So guess what? You don't own the gospel of Jesus Christ, okay? You don't own it. You, by grace, you got hold of it. If you gave your life to Christ, by grace, you can claim it. But you don't own it, okay? So I just wanted to tell you that. You know, it's nice. We want to own some stuff. It's in our blood. God gave us, you know, the desires to have ownership of land and, like I said, over houses and cars and all of these things. But we don't own the rights of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We don't. So I just want to tell you guys to bring it on down, okay? Bring a calm to it. I just felt that in my spirit while I was in prayer this morning that God just wanted me to just acknowledge the owners that want to own everything, okay, including the gospel of Jesus Christ. So if I'm not talking to you, then don't worry about it. But those that know, that's full of pride and control, you know who I'm talking to. I'm talking to you. Stop stealing the glory of Jesus, of God. You're trying to steal God's glory. You're trying to take ownership of the gospel. You're trying to dictate who gets promoted. You're trying to dictate who get to preach. You're trying to dictate who belong here and who belong there. You're worrying about the wrong things because, honestly, we all supposed to be weren't being concerned about our posture and conforming to God. We're supposed to be conforming to his purposes. And if the devil got you focusing on all the wrong things, then you are missing out on the fulfillment of God's purpose for your life. Even okay, so I just want to just say that to you that it's time to bring it down. Do a inventory of your heart, check yourself, and come out of trying to take ownership of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It don't belong to you. Just because you got a revelation here and there, just because God gave you some glimpses here and there, just because you prophesied on key and on point here and there, don't make you the boss of the gospel of Jesus Christ, okay? There's a Bible, and we're all supposed to read it. We're all supposed to be transformed. We're all supposed to be renewed. We're all supposed to be children of the Most High God. We're all supposed to be humble. We're all supposed to be seeking him diligently. We're all supposed to be worshiping him and praising him and obeying him. Everybody, okay? So the only person that know the thoughts and plans towards us is God himself. And by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, through the sacrifice that he made, Jesus, on that cross, he was beat, he was spat on, he was kicked, he was mocked, he was ridiculed, he was brought to open display. Ain't none of y'all did none of that. So if anybody take ownership, it's got to be Jesus Christ himself, okay? So I just want y'all to come and bring it on down and get that Jezebel and witchcraft up out of you in Jesus' name. Go ahead and go through your deliverance. Be free from controlling because it can't be fun if you're watching over what everybody else is doing. Can't be fun. So I just want you to just bring it on down and relax yourself and let God have his way. God got this thing on lock, okay? You ain't got to worry about nothing. If you trust God, you know he got the good stuff for you, okay? It's going to benefit the kingdom, not just you. It's going to benefit the kingdom, okay? So if he's benefiting the kingdom, you are part of that plan. So if you're trying to manipulate everything and try to control who gets to do what and who don't, then you're missing out on what God got for you, okay? Because it's part of a plan, okay? And everybody, all of us, is part of that plan. I'm your elbow, sister. I could be your finger. I don't know. But don't block your blessing, okay? That's all I got to say. Calm down. Bring it down a notch, all right? This has been Ministerial Moment on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I'm so glad you're tuning in. We'll be right back after these messages.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Have you heard about the Life in the Spirit devotionals? Life in the Spirit is a collection of teaching devotionals that shatters the work of the enemy who attempts to hold you back from reaching your full potential. The first set is called the Solid Rock Series. These four devotionals help you build a strong foundation to stay rooted and grounded in Christ. You'll learn what it means to be a child of God, how to have the faith that moves mountains, how you can experience true freedom in Christ, and how to step into your purpose and destiny. The second set is called the Holy Spirit Series. These four devotionals help you build an intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit. You'll be guided into encounters with the Holy Spirit. Learn to go deeper into His presence. Understand and receive the Holy Spirit baptism. And learn to war powerfully in the Spirit. You get all eight devotionals from Life in the Spirit for only $30 plus free shipping. Save 80% now with this special offer. Go to lifeinthespiritbooks.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, health and soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey. The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16, 19, Jesus tells Peter that He's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever He binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever He loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The keys against the enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things that's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
This is Freddie Jackson, and you are listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, because she is my lady.
Ah, he's the best. Mark Ayers, Jr., welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Hi, how are you?
I'm pretty good. How about you?
Fantastic.
Yourself?
I'm great. So listen, tell us, you got a new single out. We're waiting for that to so we can play that. Tell us about how that came about. Let me just tell the listeners how we met. I met you on Instagram. I saw some of your posts. I took an interest in you and invited you on the show. Tell us what that moment was like for you, and also tell us how you came about into discovering your talent. Can you speak up a little bit as well?
Yeah. How is this? Can you hear me?
Can you speak up a little bit more?
How is that? Can you hear me now?
Okay, that's good. Go ahead.
Great. When you hit me up, I was just really excited, and I like to look people up and everything like that. I said, oh my gosh, she's kind of like a big deal, you know. So what is she, you know, what is she 5 inches and little on me for, you know? So but I was just really elated that you reached out and gave me the opportunity to be on this show. But as far as my music goes, I've just always been in music for a while. My whole family, they taught me some music. Everybody that's in my family plays something or sings or something like that. So I've always been in some type of some part of it. For years, I traveled as a musician and played and toured with several artists, secular and gospel, and you know, just came into my own later. A few years ago, as I was writing for different people, and God started giving me music for myself. And it started blossoming, and I started to get different opportunities. So I just went ahead with God, where He was showing me to go, and He's just been opening doors ever since.
Wow. So tell us how this project came about. I mean, is this your first single, or do you have others?
Well, yes, I've had singles before this, but this is my first full album as an artist, so I'm excited about that. But yeah, I've had 4 singles before this. So, yeah, full album just dropped it June 24th. So I'm excited about that.
Oh, wow. That is so cool. That is so cool. So tell us about this one here. How did this come about? I mean, tell us the creative history about it. You were sitting somewhere. I just imagine songwriters sitting somewhere and laying down in bed and getting up and something coming to your head. I don't know. Tell us, show us how this, walk us through it.
Yeah, that's part of it, actually. You really have it. That's part of it. Sometimes songs came or still do. They come to me during sleep. I could be in church or I can be in the car. I remember one of the songs. I was in a prayer meeting one night, and it was a men's prayer, something like that. And that was a song that came to me, and I had to run. We were in prayer, and I had to hurry up and run to the bathroom and record it before I forgot it. And it just, different songs came to me different ways. The process was maybe 2 years long, maybe 3 years long. And, you know, it was just a long journey. But I can tell it was all God ordained, because doors just are continually opening, and, you know, people started reaching out. And, yeah, I just, you know, God is just blowing my mind.
Wow. How do you feel about traveling and everything with the COVID and stuff like that? Are you getting booked at churches, and what's happening with that? Tell us about that.
Well, you know, I kind of have mixed feelings about it. I have been doing some sort of traveling, and and very minimal, but there have been engagements. I've done a lot of stuff around town here in Dallas, Texas. And I do have dates coming up, but it's been pretty difficult to try to push the album out of state and everything like that, because out here in Texas, it's all the way open up, like it's no mask, all that type of stuff. But then
Wow. Like
some other cities travel to, they, you know, still under restriction, or people are still virtual in church and everything like that. So it's been kind of a challenge, but God's still been opening up a lot of doors.
Opening the doors. Isn't that something? Yeah. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Well, listen, we can't seem to get the file for your single. I wish we could, but you could tell everybody the name of it and tell them how they can purchase it and all of that.
Okay. So the single that we're actually going to be pushing here in a second. It's called You Were There. And you can get it off of everywhere, Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, Deezer, all type of stuff. The support for this album and this music has been so great. Numbers are really high. Streams are really high. We even charted with the album and different stuff. And just was able to sign with E1 and Indie Blue, and just, you know, God just, you know, he's just continually blowing my mind with it. So if you guys would support me and download it, I would really appreciate it. Sing it at your churches, everywhere else, you know, wherever you do your music, we would definitely love it. So yeah, that's pretty much how everything is.
All right. That is something. I love it. I love it. So how do you feel about how do you feel about what's happened? I know it's exciting. I mean, but you've been diligent with it. You've been, you know, moving forward with it. I mean, now it's happening. What is that like for you? I mean, as far as your mind, your spirit, your soul, your identity, like, how does it feel? Can you tell the change and the difference? I mean, are you catching up with it, or do you believe that, you know, you're pacing really well? What's happening? Because a lot of times we get, we're the hustle, the grind, the diligent, the consistency. We get in the labor of it all. When it happens, it's like an adjustment. You know, like, are you smelling the roses? Are you eating the fruit? Are you still, you know, adjusting coming out of the labor? I mean, it's still work, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Well, you know, it's funny that you said that. I remember one of the things before I was even, when I first was talking to the label and everything, and before we even made any moves, they said, hey, I'm letting you know, you're still going to have to do a bunch of work. Even the big names, you know, E1 has some of the biggest names like Ty Delaney and James Fortune and all those guys. And one of the things while I was talking to them, it was like, hey, Ty Delaney is like one of the hardest working artists. He even with a label behind him, he still works and does and finds his own avenues and everything like that. So you have to be willing. After the album drops is when the real work starts. And so you can't just be kind of laid back and like, oh, yeah, it's all good, peaches and cream, because things are going to get, you know, that's when it's time to get, time to dig in. So, yes, I've been enjoying the process. I believe it was Pastor Mike Todd said, you have to enjoy the process in order to enjoy the end. So that's one of the things. I've been really enjoying the process. But at the same time, I've been working and trying different avenues and talking to different people and shaking different hands and all that stuff. So, yeah, you know, that's I've always been a hard worker. So I've just kind of turned it up even more now.
Yay, that is so good. I love it. I love it because a lot of times, you know, people that's in this industry are trying to break into the industry. They don't have these details. They don't know, you know, what to do when it finally happens. It's like, you know, because some people enjoy the rush of getting there. You know what I mean? And then when they get there, it's like, you know, what is this? You know, what do I do with this? You know, this is what I've been dreaming of. Have you ever heard those stories from people? I mean, it's something. It's something how, you know, that plays out, but it's so true. You know, people will tend to be like, wow, you know, this is not what I expected, but they enjoyed the ride to get there. It's something. And athletes have done the same thing, the hustle and bustle. Then they get, you know, the offer on the table and it's like, I don't even want to play football no more. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's
right.
Like,
right,
what? Right. No, you must... You've been from Pop Warner all the way to, you know, whatever college football teams, and you don't, U of M, and now you don't want, you sure? You know what I'm saying? They're offering you all this money. Yeah, so it's very interesting how that happens. But what advice can you give those, honestly, that are looking to break into the industry and they don't even know where to start? You know, or they have started and they have lost their momentum somehow. What encouraging words can you give them?
You know what? First off, and I don't want to sound cliche, but you definitely have to guide through this whole process, because a lot of times you really want to give up. Because the music industry is very brutal. It's very hard. I've had people say, this stuff is trash, or this is that, da, 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 da. And I just want to say, I don't care. I don't want to do it anymore. But then God sent somebody to inbox me or text me or something or call me and say, hey, your music really helped me and pulled me through this situation. I was contemplating suicide or I was doing this, and this music helped me out. So I would say definitely seek God. But the other thing is remain diligent, steadfast, because God has definitely got you. You know, no matter how hard it gets, because it's going to be hard. It's going to be a lot of no's. I remember being on some panels and being beaten down by people in the industry. And I really wanted to quit, but then I had God to show me through revelation or whatever, through somebody, that, hey, I made you for this. I equipped you for this, just like he did in the Bible with David and with Moses. Just different thing, you know, different people in the Bible. You know, he's equipped you to do it. So when he makes the way for you, you know it's our day. So just fight through the adversity and just keep going. That's my whole spiel about it.
I love it. I love it. I love it. And it's so true, you know, and that's just what we have to do. It's so imperative that we stick with it. And no matter what anybody says, did you have anybody that just made you think like, you know, it couldn't be done? Like they just said, why don't you just do a regular job and just go on somewhere and get married and sit down and have some kids? I mean, I'm paraphrasing. I don't know, but I'm just saying, did anybody just kind of kick you with that, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And like people say all the time, you have to be careful who you share stuff with and everything, because some people will just beat you down just off of hating overall. You know, you're doing your thing, and sometimes people just want to pull you down like the crab in a barrel method. You know, it's just, that's just how it goes. But you just can rest and know that God has ordained it, because he's going to open doors for you. And so you'll know it's him that's doing it for you. But, yeah, I've definitely had people, you know, just dog me. And then those same people had to come back, and God made them my footstool, too. Some people had to come back through me for opportunities, you know.
Wow. You know, tell us about that.
It's crazy. I remember a couple of people that did me wrong real bad, like on like if I was doing a job or like a gig or something like that. And people, I remember specifically it was a couple of people that talked bad or got me kicked off the show or something like that, or hey, don't use him or something like that. But God has allowed me to here in my state to have some sort of influence. So sometimes when people came to town and they say, hey, I need musicians or I need to open an act. I want to use you. Can you recommend somebody else? Oh, but wait, I have this person right here. So I could either say yes or no to that person. That person did me wrong. I can say yes or no, or they can ask me, what do you think about this person? And then, you know, boom, it's right there, you know. And, wow. You know, but it ends just like that. And I just, and God will make you just that person that looks like, oh, yeah, man, I told you I got you. I just had a situation happen like that the other day, and, you know, it blows my mind. You know, sometimes I say no, but sometimes I still say, okay, if God tells me, okay, yeah, give that person opportunity, boom, and I give, you know, say yeah or whatever. But it's just happened so many times that I was just like, I couldn't believe it, that person had to come right back through me. And so it's just, I don't know. it's crazy.
Wow. Well, you know, it's not surprising, you know what I'm saying? Because people are just plain people, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's really sad, because you never know where, you know, your step is going to be. But you know what? That reminds me of how God says he prepares a table in the presence for you in the presence of your enemies. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's a great example of that scripture, honestly. And, you know, for me, that's what came to me was that scripture, and how you just have to continue being consistent what he has created you to do for his divine purpose, and let him deal with the rest, because he will bring it around full circle. Some of the people, because wait a minute, I don't want you to get in your attitude now and be like, yeah, they gonna see. Don't do that.
Yeah,
don't have they gonna see. Don't be like they gonna be sorry when they see. Don't get that in your spirit. Yeah. Just keep your heart clean and just leave it to God. Those that he wants to be on the sidelines watching will watch. Those that he wants you to run into like a bam, a boomerang, he gonna do that too. But just let him do it, right?
Right. That's
because he does it the best, right? He does it the best. Yeah. Like, you would have never thought that that situation would have came up, that you would have been approached in that way by that person, right?
Right. Yeah, that's crazy. And the other thing is, what the word definitely says, you have to be careful, because you could be entertaining the angel. But the thing is, we have to watch, especially us up-and-coming artists, we have to watch what we say and how we handle people. Because sometimes, like, it's so easy to get on these social media platforms and speak how you feel in your heart, and you mad and all this, and you post and stuff. And, like, I never knew that you would ask me to come on this show. You could have went through my stuff and saw me on there saying, man, forget every all the radio personnel, da 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 da. And you could have said, oh, I don't want to work with him. You know, but, you know, that's one of the main things that we have to do, is watch how we handle, use our platforms responsibly. And that's really what I always try to do. Yeah, I feel a lot of way about a lot of social issues and everything that's going on, but I don't post about it. I have an inner circle for that. You know, I have a group chat to say how I feel about stuff, and that's it. And but I want to always let my light shine and let my name show with integrity. So that's the main thing, how I carry myself.
I'm going to tell you, that's wisdom. Do that all throughout your whole career, all the time you are on this earth, because people are watching, and you are, and you, believe it or not, when you become a public figure, that's exactly what you are. And if you are a child of God as a public figure, what you have to, you know, do you want to be like Jesus, or, you right. know, are you trying to do you? But if right. you represent the gospel, it's expected that we look more and more like Jesus. And then that way, yeah. if we fall short, we'll have grace and we'll be forgiven. But if we have always exceeded to, you know, try, you know, daily to press towards, you know, becoming more like him, and people are watching, you know what I'm saying? That's right. when God really gets the glory. No, we're not perfect, and we might slip and say something wrong, but what right. God is looking for is that if you do fall, I want you to be strong enough and humble enough to repent. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
Don't try to make your wrong right. Don't put Jesus' name on something that is wrong just because you don't want to be wrong. You know, I always right, say right. to people, I'd rather be wrong to be right than to You're force right. myself to be right and be all the way wrong. Okay?
Right. Right. No, for real. For real.
That's just real talk. You know, yeah. We all fall short of God's glory, but it's got to be, you know, when you make a mistake or you, you know, get out of your character, you know, and the character that you striving to be like is Jesus, and you come out of that, you have to repent. You know, people
right.
will forgive, but you got to repent, you know.
Right. Right.
Anyway, I'm glad that you used that wisdom. That's such good wisdom, and I'm so glad that you got that early on. Words to live by. Follow Mark Ayers Jr. Am I saying your last name right? I just want to make sure.
You are. You are. Thank you.
Fantastic. I love it. Because sometimes I be all wrong with it, so I'm glad I'm right today.
Okay.
Praise God.
All right, okay.
Glory to God. I got it right, y'all. Y'all know I be messing people's names up sometimes. But anyway, I'm glad I got it right for you, Mark Ayers Jr. I love you. I'm so glad that you were able to come on the show, and you're welcome to come on anytime. I really love what you do. He's a musician. You need to go and follow him. You play the guitar, and what else you play?
I play drums, keys, guitar, bass. A little bit of everything. I try to be well-rounded.
Yeah, you know, that's some serious business right there. He's just not holding the mic, y'all. He getting it in, okay? You got to go and represent. Go and follow him now on Instagram. Tell everybody where they can follow you again.
On Instagram and Facebook. Also Twitter as well. Mark Ayers Music. _ Mark Ayers Music on Instagram. But everything is my name, Mark Ayers Music.
Yes. All right. Well, listen, you heard it from Mark Ayers, and he's our friend. All right. Thank you for joining us so much. I love you. Thank you. And I'll see you around.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. God bless you. All right, you guys, we're going to take a commercial break, and then we got Sierra G. Wiles with Level Up in 5. You know you need some advice on that career move you're trying to get. Come on and tune in. Tell a friend. We'll be right back.
You are a child of God. His faith in you can move mountains. Your freedom comes from Christ alone, and you were picked by God and sealed with a purpose and destiny. To be everything God created you to be, I encourage you to order our foundational series from Life in the Spirit. It's time to live the supernatural life God ordained for you. When you live your life in the Spirit, you'll walk hand in hand with God to fulfill your calling. Order the series now at lifeinthespiritbooks.com.
Would you like to find a wig that looks natural and fits you? Find it at La Hose Hair and Wig. La Hose, your full-service wig boutique with high-quality wigs and products at affordable prices. Hundreds of options to choose from, personally styled to fit you. Plus, drop off your wig, we'll wash it and style it all in the same day.
I'm a veteran.
I'm a survivor.
Call today and find out how they receive their free wigs. Look and feel your best with a wig from La Hose Hair and Wig.
Let
love drive your leadership? God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
Rock-a-bye, baby. This is Vanessa Estelle Williams, and you are listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
All right, with LaHose here and Wid, you can call him at 248-546-4247. Again, LaHose Hair and Wigs, 248-546-4247. Or you can go to www.lahosehair.com. Again, www.lahosehair.com. Go and check them out, you guys. They're in over almost 300 Walmarts in the United States. Go and check them out. And when you order, they will deliver worldwide. All right? All right, Sierra, what you got for us, girl? Level up in five.
What's going on, y'all? Sierra GY checking in. Y'all already know. Let's level up in five, okay? So today we are talking about the four best practices for starting a business, the four best practices for starting a business. If you are driving, if you're listening to this, make sure you are writing this down. As we know, the trends that's coming up right now as far as entrepreneurship, everybody is pursuing some type of side business, side hustle, everybody trying to grind and get it in. And so I want to give you guys just some practices that you can do in order for you to start your business on the right foot. So right now what we are seeing, based off the Bureau and Labor Statistics, 20% of businesses fail within the first 2 years, 45% fail within the first 5 years, and 65% fail within the first decade of operating in business. What does that mean? That only leaves 25% of businesses who make it beyond the 15-year mark. Did y'all hear me? Only 25% is making it beyond the 15-year mark. So what does that mean, Sierra G? All right, yes, I got to give you some best practices, right? And so our number one best practice is going to be investigate the market. You have to be able to look for blind spots. You have to prepare for the unknown before you even reach the unknown, all right? So that means that you are investigating, you're gathering data, you're making sure you're prepared for the market, you're prepared to serve the people in which you're called to serve, and you have to do this by investigating. You got to ask questions, you got to be able to research, you got to get in there and really try to figure out what are you really doing and what are my blind spots that's going to hit me later on. Number two, you are going to create and build a solid and realistic business model. I cannot like stress this enough. Planning helps you to stay focused and it helps you to grow. So you got to be able to have a business model, a business framework that works for you. Too often we're not prepared for the next season, yet we're asking God to bless us. And so we have to be intentional about what we do and how we do it and operating in excellence. So creating a solid and realistic business model and framework that works for your business, all right? Number three, it is learning to leverage financing. And I can't stress this enough. We always hear about businesses not being able to have the proper financial backing in order for them to propel and go to the next season, because we have to learn how to scale and create services that does not require our presence. So what does that look like, Sierra G? What it looks like, if you have some type of offering service, if you can put it in some type of ebook, a podcast, and you just put a small value dollar on it. Let's think about this. If I am charging people only $5, but I get 10 people to buy my product, I have just made $50 in some passive income for my business, right? And I can use that $50 in order for me to go out and leverage it and do business in some other type of way and use that as some type of leverage for financing future endeavors in my business, all right? So I hope y'all catching on to this. Number four, y'all already know I'm an advocate for it. That is network, 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 all right? You increase your value by being in the rooms with other people who are like-minded. You got to get around people who have the passions, the dreams, that just that oomph in order for you to get to that next level. And so you want to be able to network and get into the room, get around the people who are doing the very things that you're doing and executing. You got to get around people that are executing what you want to do. Why are we still having conversations with people who are not doing business the right way, yet they can give us a full blueprint of something that they're not even doing? I don't understand it, Dr. G. So this is my four best practices for all of us who are starting businesses, trying to get to that next level. Hopefully you guys can use it. You already know Sierra G. Wells helping you level up in five.
Man, oh my God, Sierra, you are such a blessing to the show. I love all of it. Oh my God. Did y'all?
Yes.
This was so good. This was so good. Oh my God. Just thank you so much for joining the team. Girl, I'm trying to come out of just, I love your energy. I love all of the advice. I love that you're knowledgeable, and it's just like a bomb that's just exploded on this show.
Man.
And I'm telling you, if you did not take notes, you need to listen to the archive and get and take notes, okay? Because she gave you a whole mouthful for a giant, not just a little tiny mouth, a big old mouthful. Let me tell you, I want you to tell people, like, I know this is for everybody, but I know a lot of people are graduating this year from college.
Yes.
A lot of people have graduated. If you could just tell us one thing, because I know this is for everybody, I know that, but I want to just kind of zoom in for a second for maybe some advice for people that graduated this year coming out of COVID. What advice, where they couldn't go and network and really, like, what kind of strategy can you give them? Can you give them a nugget while we still got a little bit of time?
Yes, yes. And so one thing that I'm an advocate about is applying a growth mindset. If you guys have not researched or heard about the growth mindset, go to YouTube. Her name is Dr. Carol. I can't even think of her last name, but it's Dr. Carol with the growth mindset. And with this mindset, it allows us to position ourselves to no longer be the victim, but for us to use failures as learned experiences and for us to really learn how to grow and really improve ourselves while also helping others improve themselves as well. And so I'm an advocate for students using this method and using this framework of thinking. It's a growth mindset. It means that what I come against, I'm constantly wanting to learn. I'm not using experiences to be able to use them, you know, to hold me back. It doesn't create fear in me. It doesn't allow me to be scared. But using this mindset and applying it, y'all, I promise you, just stay at it, stay consistent, and just know that what season you're in and what you're trying to get through, and you're trying to transition going into the workforce or you're going to college, apply a growth mindset. Stay coachable, stay teachable, always be willing to learn. So that's the nugget I have for them. Apply the growth mindset.
Oh, girl. You're going to help so, I mean, I know you are helping so many people, but you're going to help a lot of people on this show. I'm telling you right now.
Man, I appreciate
because people really need to, they need that. They need that motivation. Yeah. They need that encouragement. And you have that, like, it's an anointing on you to, like, set fire to people's feet. Like, I can do this.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Even if doors have been closed, and I talked to Mark Ayers, the recording artist that was on before you in his interview, and I asked him, did he ever go through a season where people was like, man, you should just go on and get a regular 9-to-5, get that check, get them benefits, you know what I'm saying? And you know, just forget your career. And it just really, like, I know that you talk about not only getting a job, but you're talking about career. And it's a big difference. And so tell people what the difference is between a regular job. And no offense to anybody, you got to do what you got to do. But when you got an opportunity to fulfill a dream career, tell everybody what the difference is.
So it's a huge difference. So a job is just as what you said. It's our normal 9-to-5. It is just us clocking in, clocking out, and just completely just being miserable. I think about a job as just something that we are just doing to to bypass time, to just pay our bills, to just, you know, occupy some type of space in our life, right? And so when I think about career, as I coach my I call them hyper professionals because they're above the average, right? And so what I always tell them is being career minded, it's a mindset. It is, how do I leverage my skills, my abilities, and how do I get into the marketplace and I grow? How do I excel? How do I put my feet to the pavement? And how do I come in to be a solution provider, right? And so just having a job, it doesn't give you that rewarding opportunity to come in and actually solve a problem. When you are career-minded, it allows you to grow. It allows you to be intentional about your pursuits towards the things that you want. Your heart is embedded in it, and so you grow in it. Whether that's someone who is climbing the corporate ladder or an entrepreneur who's you know, taking that chance, it's still a career. So we all have different ways and different methods, pathways in which we're going to achieve, you know, our ultimate success within being in a career. But at the same time, it's all about how are we pursuing it? What is the mindset behind it? And how are we pursuing this in an intent for us to grow? And so it's not just the clock in and clock out method. Like, we're over that. That season in our lives is dead. It's completely dead. I tell people, when you put that thing in the casket, don't dig it back up, right? And so you have to be able to be intentional, to be career minded. I want something that's going to allow me to grow. I want something that is going to, that I can career map, right? And so you want to be able to see to where you can grow and you can go to those different levels. I want promotions. I want raises. That's what being career minded is all about.
Wow. That is everything. Oh my God. This is, girl, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I just want people, because I really want people to really be their best, you know, and this is what right. The show is all about. I really want people to advance, be the best, you know, find, you know, allow God to release joy upon them. I want people to live joyfully and live, you know, the fullness of the gospel as much as possible. And as much as I can, you know, be a contribution to that and have a team that can contribute to that and elevation and inspiration and motivation and impartation. And I just give God all the glory. And that's what this show is all about. So I am so glad that you were able to come on, because I'm telling you, if I had someone that had that sound that you had, I would have not come on as late as I did. You know what I mean? It took years for me to get to where I'm at now. And I needed your sound at 18. You know what I'm saying? And I just think a lot of people of all ages right now, no matter where you are, need your sound. So I just give God the glory for your time. Tell everybody where they can follow you, sister.
Yes. So you guys can follow me on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram at Sierra, C-I-E-R-R-A, G, Wiles, W-I-L-E-S, Sierra G. Wiles, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram. If you want to go and hit up my business page, it's Career-Corp, C-A-R-E-E-R-Corp. And you can always hit me up on my website. That is just www.career-corp.com.
All right, you heard it from Sierra G. Wiles. I love her. All right, thank you, Sierra. Until next time,
girl. Thank you, Dr. G. Y'all be blessed.
All right, you're welcome, girl. All right, thank you. Love you. All right, you guys, we're at the end of the show. So what's on my mind? Check it out. I want you to go on www. Why do I say that? Like I'm some grunty's grandma. No offense to all the seniors. I'm a senior, so I'm not saying that to be funny. I am 52, so I can tell my age when I start adding www. Okay, go check out my website, drginaprince.com. drginaprince.com. Go check it out. I want you to sign up for Kingdom Discipleship Ordination Program, you guys. It's a 9-month program. If you are looking to advance more in ministry, if you are looking, if God has told you that you are a minister of the gospel, if you are called to the fivefold ministry, apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher, then this is the class that you want to be in. It is intense. Go and check out the website and go and check out what the requirements is. It's really easy. It's practically free. This is nothing but a gift from God. Go and check it out at drginaprince.com. It's an ordination program. right? So ordination is at the end of the 9 months. Or you, if you're already ordained and you just want more education, more biblical principles and things like that, more revelation, because it's all biblical. I don't play around. It is, you get a certificate. But anyway, go and check out Kingdom Discipleship Ordination Program on DrGinaPrince.com. DrGinaPrince.com. And go and follow me on Instagram and check out what the students are saying at Gina R. Prince. Go and check it out. All right, you guys. I done said what I said. At ministerial moment, and then Mark Ayers Jr. was such a blessing and such a joy to have him and him share his testimony of his journey. And my girl, career coach Sierra G. Wiles, breaking it down and level up in 5 minutes. We had a fantastic show, I must say. And thanks to you, because you make it happen, the listeners. I love you guys so much. Listen, this is what you got to do. Live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. Until next time, I'm loving you right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Until next time, bye-bye.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Live healthy, live whole, living in destiny.